In a major shake-up of its £6.5 billion aid budget, the British government on Tuesday is due to announce cuts in funding to some international aid organizations and will tell others that they risk losing funding if they do not improve their performance. The decisions, to be announced by International Development Secretary Andrew Mitchell, follow a 9-month review by Britain's Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition government of its overseas aid budget, one of the world's biggest. Earlier, Eimear McCarthy spoke with lead aid analyst for Catholic Development Agency CAFOD, Amy Pollard.
It's a very exciting report because it will be telling us exactly how much money different developing countries will be receiving from the UK aid budget. And we know that aid makes a really critical difference to poor and vulnerable people all around the world. And we're very pleased that the government is standing by its aid commitments and is going to reach its 0.7 promise over the next few years. And so we really want to make sure that they make the most of that opportunity and make sure that the potential that aid has for transforming the lives of the vulnerable and most and poorest is really realised.
Amy, however, there has been a growing concern, particularly in the United Kingdom in recent years, regarding aid transparency. This is one of the greatest concerns among people who are giving money and indeed donors in general. Will the report look at this in any way?
Transparency isn't so much the focus of this particular review, although transparency is something that the government has been really leading on, has been really taking forward. Just last week, there was an international agreement on aid transparency, and a standard was set for what all different donors around the world will be publishing in terms of aid information. But in terms of this report itself, it's more focused on establishing the budget lines for different developing countries. And what we're interested in CAFOD is to try and make sure that there's transparency in that process itself and that aid is allocated on a systematic, principle-led basis and that the government are explicit and transparent about how they've made those decisions.
It's somewhat of a miracle that the British government has been able to maintain its promises regarding aid to developing countries, given the current period of economic crisis. Do you think that the British government is in some way leading other international governments in this, from CAFOD's point of view?
I think it's fair to say that the British government has been an international leader in terms of aid volumes and keeping those promises on aid. I think that there's an overarching trend in Europe and across the world that aid governments are struggling to meet their aid commitments, and I think it's something that Britain can take tremendous pride in, the fact that the government has retained its moral commitment to stand by the poorest and most vulnerable at this time.
Amy, the term aid really takes in so many different realities. One very small word to mean something that is quite vast. What are the areas that the British government to date has focused on with its aid to developing countries?
Well, we focused on a wide range of areas in terms of the aid spending. The focus that we understand will be maintained and developed further in the report that's published next week will be on giving aid to fragile and conflict-affected states, which are some of the most difficult environments in the world in terms of making sure that poor people have the basic social protection and the basic services that they need.
Amy, finally, does CAFOD have any concerns, or would they see any major challenges to the British government's aid programme?
Well, something that we will be watching very closely is to make sure that the overarching allocation of aid is equitable and just and is allocated towards where the needs are greatest. So we want to make sure that foreign policy and the security interests that Britain has aren't unduly influencing which countries receive the most help.
Amy, that's great. Thank you very much for your time. Is there anything you'd like to add that you think we didn't cover?
I guess the only thing I probably would add was that in terms of where CAFOD's coming from on this, we're very much guided by Catholic social teaching. And for example, in Gaudium et Spes, it states clearly that God destined the earth and all it contains for all people and nations so that all things created should be shared fairly by all humankind and under the guidance of justice tempered by charity. And it's that principle of justice that's really most important for us, I think.